Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, you.
the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We give God glory this day for his goodness, for his mercy, for what he has already done in our life. Welcome, welcome, welcome this morning to Mount Carmel International Church. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Praise God. So I thank God for you and you for allowing me to come into your homes this morning. Praise God. Do God have a word for us? Yes, he do. Praise God. And I give God the glory for you today. Amen. We are in a new year. We are trying to do new things. Amen. Hallelujah. And I bless God for what he is doing in your life and how he is turning things around, though it might not seem like it, but God is doing some miraculous things, amen, in the people of God's life. So this is the saints' time. This is our time, amen, to give God the glory, to know that he is going to fulfill his promises. Whatever he has spoken over your life, amen, Hamashanda, he's going to do it. Amen. So don't give up. Don't give up hope, amen, because it is going to turn around for you. You're going to see the glory of God manifest right before your eyes. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the Holy Spirit, y'all. Come on, give God some glory this morning. Amen. Let me pray before I start this morning, because truly the Lord wants to speak to us this morning. Amen. It's a time of divine. God has been speaking about divine. So I'm going to pray, amen, and then I'm going to go into the word of the Lord. But the song says, I believe, and you have to believe in this season. No matter what you see, believe that God is in control of all things. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I come and I bless your holy name. I give you such a glory, God, this morning, because you are worthy, oh God, of all the praises, all the honor, and all the glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, even now, Lord God, that you will touch, God, your people right now from the crown of their head, God, to the very soles of their feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, right there where they're at, God, let them feel the power. Let them feel the anointing. Let them feel the uplifting in their spirits, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, open up our hearts, our minds, our spirit, Lord God, to receive that which you have for us. Allow the enemy to steal the word, God. Don't allow that to take place, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, guard our mind, guard our hearts, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you right now, and I thank you for each and every one that's on this line today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, and not robbery, Lord God, to come on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I step aside that the Holy Spirit will have his way, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for wisdom. I pray for knowledge, and I pray for the understanding of you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I say, thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you for what you're going to do and what you're going to say and how you're going to minister to us today. In Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart, and my soul says amen on today. Amen. Praise God. We thank God today for you and you. But today I want to go to a familiar scripture in the Bible. Amen. We're going to go to 1 Samuel, the second chapter, starting at verse number 6. Amen. God has a word for us, and he wants us to know that there is going to be a lifting in our spirit. Amen. Praise God. And, you know, every day we have to learn how to command our day in the morning. We want things to be right in our lives and our children. Amen. And all those attached to us. Amen. Praise God. But you got to understand, praise God, that when you begin to do things in the Lord, amen, you are always going to come up against opposition, praise God. But I want you to know today that you have to push past those things, amen. We have to push past those things. We are anointed, amen, to bounce back, amen, praise God. So I want you to know that great destiny always provokes great warfare, but you got to understand who is the warrior behind what you're doing and what you're doing in your life, amen, praise God. So, I just want to say this, amen, this year, amen, God has been speaking to me. I'm going to go into the word of the Lord, amen. But this year, praise God, God has been speaking to me. Yes, this is the time for the saints. Yes, Holy Spirit, the saints are going to be blessed. You're going to see restoration. You're going to receive renewal. You're going to receive refreshing, amen, praise God, hallelujah. So when you get up in the morning, when you rise, amen, you begin to command while you're getting dressed, while you're getting ready, begin to command your day. You know, you got to speak over your life. God, is this the day that I will meet my divine helper? You got to speak to God. Amen. God, is this the day I'll receive my divine healing? God, is this the day that I will meet my soulmate? Come on, some of y'all ready to get married. Praise God. Is this the day, God? Yes, Holy Spirit. God, is this the day my finances will be released and restored back to me, Father God? Yes, Holy Spirit. God, is this the day that I will get my miracle phone call and push forward in life? Is this the day? God, yes, Holy Spirit, we got to begin to know how to talk to God, what to say to him. Amen. Praise God. Yes, sometimes he wants us to keep our mouth shut, but this is not the time to keep our mouth shut. What are you declaring over your children? What are you declaring over yourself? What are you declaring over your spouse? What are you declaring over your family? Amen. Praise God. It's not just about us. Amen. But we are declaring, we are decreeing and declaring in this season. Amen. Praise God. God said, if we declare a thing, it shall be established and a light shall shine up in his way. So we got to know how to work the word in this season. Amen. But I'm going to talk about divine uplifting. Father says divine uplifting today. Amen. Praise God. We are in a season of divine uplifting. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. So here in the text in 1 Samuel 2, verses 6 through 9, the Bible says, the Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. The Lord maketh poor and maketh riches. He bringeth low and lifteth up. Come on, somebody. He raises up the poor out of the dust and lift up the beggar from the dunghill. Come on, Holy Ghost. To set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. Come on, somebody. Say the throne of glory. The throne of glory. I'm going to go there. Glory to God. One day, praise God, the throne of glory, for the pillar of the earth are the Lord, and he has set the world upon them. Come on. He will keep the feet of his saints. Come on. I want you to know this. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. Okay, come on, Holy Ghost. See, this year, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, we know everybody got their cliches. Everybody got what the new year going to do. We want to lose weight. We want to do this. We want to stop doing that. But sometimes, praise God, you got to let the Lord have his way. Amen. Praise God. God, what is my next chapter? And this year, our new year, we're spreading. Come on, somebody say, this is the year of spreading. So I pray for you that God will grant you divine lifting that will spread your fame and enlargement and breakthrough in your life. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody say amen. Yes, Holy Spirit. The text is telling us amen. Praise God. As I went to different scriptures and I'm just finding out when God lifts somebody, what happens? Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. When God lifts you, what happens? We all been to a place in life where God has lifted us. Come on, Holy Ghost. We have to learn how to give God the glory when he lifts us. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 2, verses 6 and 7, is the account of Hannah. When God lived Hannah's life, when she was desperately in need of a child, she was, abused by the wife of Peninnah. We know Peninnah, praise God, in the Bible, praise God, she was abused by her. She said all kinds of evil to her. She did all kinds of things. She was the adversary of Hannah. Praise God. And we know that sometimes in life we have the adversary right beside us. Amen. Praise God. Knowing that God don't know what God is getting ready to do in the life of his people, because sometimes the glory is hitting. And that's why I tell people, be careful, be careful, be careful, because the very person that you're sitting by could not be, they might not be in that place
place that you're in, but we don't know the glory that God had put on them, praise God. So there was a glory on her. She didn't know, praise God, but Peninnah provoked her. She kept on saying things to her, praise God. Oh, you don't have this. You don't have a child. But listen what God did. The day came that it dawned on her. She needed and wanted to be lifted among the barren. Oh, come on, somebody. Are you ready to be lifted? She remembered the Lord and cried unto him. The Lord answered her. Come on, somebody. Are you in the place where God is getting ready to answer you? Are you sold out for God? Are you in alignment, God? Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. Are you in alignment with God that when you call on the throne of grace, come on, Holy Ghost, that God will answer you when while you're yet speaking, he's answering. Come on, Holy Ghost. And gave her gifts of an extraordinary son, Samuel, the prophet we read about today. No one could have given her. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Our God is a mighty God, and he is mighty to save. Whenever situations you find yourself in, the Almighty God is alive and will save you. He will lift you. Somebody say, God is lifting me today. You are on the air for a reason. God is lifting you today. It doesn't matter how your ministry is doing. It doesn't matter how your finances is. It doesn't matter what your children are doing. It doesn't matter what your spouse is doing, because God is getting ready to lift you. Come on, Holy Ghost. God is getting ready to lift you up out of that place. It's called divine upliftment, where God himself comes forward and do that what he say he's going to do in your life. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We find that, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Because we live in a world where evil abounds and where war and terrorism always threaten, we may forget that God is in control. Hannah saw God solid as a rock. Come on, Holy Ghost. And one who knows what to do. We know what to do. We know to go to the throne room when things seem to be bound up, when things seem to be hindered, when things don't seem to be moving. A sovereign over all affairs of his people. God is sovereign, and he will do that what he has promised you that he is going to do. Come on, Holy Ghost. The supreme judge who administrated a perfect justice, remembering God's sovereignty controls, helps us put both world and personal events in perspective. Come on, somebody. Sometimes we want the world to do things for us, but I'm here today to tell you that God is the one that's going to lift you. He is the one that's going to bless you. He is the one. Yes, Holy Spirit. God is the one, praise God. He said, I give power to get wealth. He said, look to the hills which cometh your help, for your help comes from the Lord. He is getting ready to give you a divine upliftment. When I begin to look at the Bible, glory to God, glory to God, in Samuel, 2 Samuel 9, verses 1 through 13, I'm not going to go through the whole story because I won't have time, but you can read it at your timing. In the story of Mephibosheth, Jonathan, David, and Saul, we remember those people, praise God. The whole story detained how King Saul and his son died in the war. Mephibosheth could have been in the next heir, but he got lame at the age of 5. He could not walk no more. He was bound to a wheelchair. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. And was taken away, forgotten by man, but not by God during the war crisis. Somebody say, God is not forgetting about me. Praise God. A man forgot about him. Praise God. At the age of 5, he was run over. They messed up his legs. Praise God. They put him in a place. Come on, somebody. Called Lodabar, a place of nothing, a place of no pasture. It was nothing there, praise God. It was just a dead land, praise God. And here, God will remember you. I want you to know that God will remember you. Oh, come on, somebody getting happy today, praise God. God is going to remember you, praise God. The Bible says young David was made king, but on one fateful day, David remembered that his friend Jonathan had a son. Oh, come on, somebody. Somebody is getting, your name is getting ready to go in somebody's mind. Glory to God, glory to God. He asked if there was anyone left in the lineage of Saul and Jonathan. For the sake of Jonathan, he would bless such a person because he promised something. And when people promise you things, praise God, God will bring it back to their remembrance. The Mephibosheth was summoned. He was summoned. All that belonged to him was given back to him. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. God is going to restore back that what was stolen from you, what was taken from you, but going to give you back better than what you lost. Come on, Holy Ghost. Mephibosheth had been forgotten, but his day of divine lifting came. Oh, somebody say divine lifting came. Divine lifting came. Come on. I want you to remember that word. I want you to put that word in your spirit. Oh, God, give me divine lifting today. Come on, Holy Ghost. All my wasted years was restored, and his fame spread. Oh, come on, somebody say all the wasted years. All his wasted years, so he thought, my shekuyah was restored. And what God says, he's going to restore back to us. We are getting ready to get restoration. We are getting ready to get renewed. We are getting ready to get refreshed, saith the Lord thy God. And his fame spread. Come on, somebody. People will hear about it. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. Mephibosheth had referred himself to a dead dog that had no value. Some Christians are living like that today, but I declare today, as your day of lifting, the Lord will remember you henceforth from today. Somebody say, I am lifted. I am lifted. It's a divine upliftment that God is doing. Come on, Holy Ghost. Divine lifting is a spontaneous thing. Come on, somebody. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. It's a supernatural act of God in one's life. Oh, come on, somebody. Say, God is getting ready to do something supernatural in my life. It is God's people's time. Come on, Holy Ghost. The world is messed up. I want you to stop looking at the world and what's going on, and stop getting frightened of what's going on, because it's God's time now. Glory to God. Glory to God. It is God's time for the saints of God. God said the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. Remember that. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. There will be a wealth transfer. I speak as the Holy Ghost give it to me. There shall be a wealth transfer. You will find people in your life, praise God, that's not saved, that will come bless you. Watch what God do. I speak as a prophet of God today. I speak over your life, praise God. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous, and you shall receive the blessings of the Lord, and the blessing of the Lord shall make you rich and add no sorrow with it. Oh, Holy Ghost, have your way this morning, Jesus. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. Here. Divine lifting is God's promotion to you. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. When God promotes you, no man can demote you. Oh, come on, it's a different thing, praise God, than when man want to promote themselves. But when God puts you in a place, amen, glory to God, nothing can knock you down. Nothing can put you out, because God has placed you there. Glory to God, glory to God. Wherever you may be at, you may be on your job, you may be in your ministry. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, God, that it ever shanda. But God says that when I do it, when I lift you, oh, come on, Holy Ghost, no one will be able to take you out of that place, because I have put you there. My God, I give you the glory. Divine lifting is a positive change in the life of man. With divine lifting, an ordinary man is made great and will sit with honorable men. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. The place that people would not think that you'd be able to sit at. The platforms that people would not be able to think that you can be on. But the job promotion that nobody thought that you would get. You might don't even have the credentials. You might don't even have the, oh, come on, Holy Ghost. You might don't even have what it takes to have that job. But when God placed you there, come on, Holy Ghost, you are there to stay. Divine lifting brings people from the dust to the throne. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. When God desires to visit you, all atmosphere change will change for you. Oh, come on, I want you to talk to me this morning. Praise God. Are anybody needing God to move in your life? Is anybody need God, praise God, to bless you? Is anybody need God to uplift you? You might felt like, praise God, the weight was on your shoulder, but I'm here to tell you today that God said, I'm going to lift it off you. Praise God. The yoke of bondage that people have tried to put on you is being loosed right now in the name of Jesus. You will walk in freedom. God said, Pharaoh, let my people go. You are going, praise God, because when God lifts you, oh, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, everything else has to open up. The Red Sea has to open up. What got you hindered has to open up. What got you blocked in has to open up. And the enemy that you seen on yesterday, you will see no more, saith the Lord thy God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. From the dust to the throne. I love it, God. Thank you, Jesus. Everything has to change. May God open your spiritual eyes today. May God, may you see clearly in the things of God, because sometimes, amen, our trials and our tribulations have us going through so much. We don't even see nothing. Glory to God. All we see is the problem. But God said, I am the problem solver. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. He said, lift your eyes unto the hills, with cometh your help, and know that your help comes from the Lord. God is lifting you today. Your eyes are open today. Holy Spirit, go where they're at right now. Touch their eyes right now. Open up their eyes so they can see the goodness of you. Even in the midst of even in the midst of all that you're going through, glory to God, may you see the goodness and what's coming out of it. Remember, God says, great destiny provokes great warfare. And let me tell you, the destiny that God has planted you in, and when he is, oh yes, Holy Spirit, and from the beginning of time, when you was born, God know who you was going to be, and the enemy saw it too, just like the song says, the enemy literally peeked into your future. Oh yes, Holy Spirit, he wants to stop you, he wants to block you, but I hear the Spirit of the living God, I am uplifting my people in this season, I am uplifting my people who are called by my name. I am lifting up my people who are sold out for me. I am lifting my people. Come on, Holy Ghost. May you have a spiritual awakening. There has to be an awakening in your spirit. We can't take the old mindset into a new lifting. God, a poverty mindset will never go far. If you think in your heart, so shall it be. You got to think wiser. You got to think with wisdom. You got to give the knowledge, with the knowledge that God has given you. You got to know, praise God, that you was not born, amen, to fail, but you was born, amen, to go forward. You was born to deliver your family. You was born, amen, to speak over others. You was born, amen, praise God, to bring glory to God. Come on, Holy Ghost. That's called a great awakening. Awaken up your spirit. Oh, don't let the enemy put the yoke of bondage on you. Praise God, that you may go backwards. We rebuke that in the name of Jesus. And I call you forward. And I cause a great awakening to take place in your spirit, saith the living God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Esther too gives account of Esther, a slave girl in a foreign land made queen. The wife of the king was put in position where she had to disobey. Oh, my Shanda. And turned the heart of the king to choose a wife. Amongst all the maidens, Esther was favored and chosen. That's called a great lifting, a divine lifting in God. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. Here, Esther was favored, and she was chosen. There was another example, Mordecai. Mordecai happened to be Esther's uncle. The Bible records that the king was unable to sleep. Come on, I want you to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying, because we got to take this Bible and we got to read this Bible, get into this Bible and find out, praise God, what is going on in my life? Why do I feel stuck? Why do I feel like I'm not going forward? Why do I feel like I'm not doing nothing? But hear the Spirit of the living God. I want you to know, praise God, there's a set time for everything. My God, I give you glory. The Bible records that king was unable to sleep, restless. He began to open the book and read about how Mordecai saved the king's life. The incident had happened a long time ago, but at the appropriate time, somebody put in your spirit, at the appropriate time, oh yes, Holy Ghost. It's a time. God has a time for everything. Mordecai was remembered and lifted up. So I implore you today not to lose hope. As long as there is life, there is hope. Be consistent, committed, and remember that God, the Lord thy God, liveth. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. God wants us to know, praise God, today, praise God, yet I still yet sit on the throne. Come on, somebody. I am still yet with you. I am still yet making a way, praise God. But at the appointed time, you shall be lifted. Somebody say, at the appointed time, I shall be lifted. I shall be lifted, saith the Lord thy God. Oh, come on, get it up, Oshanda. God wants to bless each and every one of you. Yes, Holy Ghost, but you got to understand, praise God, there is an appointed time that God is going to do that, what he say he's going to do, praise God. There is a lifting that God is doing in the earth realm. I say, for his people, saith the Lord thy God. Oh, you got to understand, praise God, that God will work it out for you, praise God. He's already doing it. He's already established it. You're going to know, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that God is God, that God is God, and he will establish you at the appointed time. Don't you lose hope. You shall have divine upliftment. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, saith the Lord thy God. Oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. I want you to give God the glory. I want you to give God the glory before what he is getting ready to do. God, I don't see it, but I believe you. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Blessed are the ones that believe without seeing, saith the Lord thy God. You shall see my glory. And when I do what I'm going to do in your life, praise the Lord, you're going to give me the glory. You're going to tell them who I am. I am blessed of the Lord. I am the one that God has picked out. I am the chosen one in my family. I am the chosen one, praise God, on my job. Yes, Holy Spirit, you got to know who you are. What are you anointed and appointed to do? Saith the Lord thy God. Oh, glory to God. We got many examples in the Bible. When God lifts you up, you shall be lifted, saith the Lord thy God. I don't care how low you think you went. Yes, Holy Spirit, but God is able to rise you up out of the dust and out of the clay and out of the miry clay. He's able to bring you back up. Sometimes God says, I put you there, praise God, to know who I am. And when I lift you up, you will give me the glory, saith the Lord thy God. Yes, Holy Spirit, you might not have everything that you want, but I hear the Spirit of the living God. He said, give me glory. Give me glory while you're there. And while you are there in the valley, I am lifting you up to the mountain. Yes, Holy Spirit, just a couple more steps, saith the Lord thy God, and you will see my glory. Yes, Holy Spirit, there's a greater glory that's getting ready to come over the body of Christ. I hear you, Holy Ghost, and you got to understand that God is going to allow it to come in the church. Yes, Holy Spirit, you're going to see people that you never thought that you would see, because God is going to draw his people in this season, saith the Lord thy God. It is God's time. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, this is a prophetic word from the Lord. You will see the glory of God. You will see what's happening in your life. You will see you coming out of a place, out of a dead place, out of a place that had no pasture, the same well Melchizedek himself was. You will see, praise God, lifted them up. You might have been talked about. Your name might have been scandalized. People might have done things to you, but I'm here to tell you today, watch God. You ain't got to open your mouth. You ain't got to fight no battles, but when God lifts you, you shall be lifted in the name of Jesus. I'm going to go to a song. Praise God, and I'll be right back. Don't miss the ending. Yes, Holy Ghost.
You want to open up your mouth and shut up, qualified. So be it in me. So be it in me. It's already.
Praise the the Lord. Amen. It's already been established. Amen. Hallelujah. You already qualify. Amen. All we got to do is stay in alignment with the Holy Ghost, where God has called us to be. Amen. Don't go to the right. Don't go to the left. Amen. Don't get out the will of God, because it's already been established. Amen. Don't abort, amen, what God is getting ready to do in your life. Praise God. So we thank and praise God, amen, for that song, because it's already been established. Amen. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. We always talked about Genesis. Genesis 1 and 57, praise God, confirmed the life of Joseph. We, you know, Joseph, amen, everybody's been using Joseph, amen, for a point of contact, because he has been through some stuff, amen. He went through a lot of diversities. When I say he went through so much, if you really read about Joseph and take your time and read about him, praise God, he went through multiple things, amen. Hallelujah. Some things that we probably couldn't go through, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. From being sold by his brothers to a slave, and being accused of fornication, thrown into prison and forgotten. Hear that word, forgotten, y'all. At the prison, Joseph met some of the king's attendants. Come on. Interpret their dreams, and once they were free, they forgot all about Joseph. Well, let me tell you, Joseph was forgotten not because the king's staff was ungrateful, but because it was not time yet. I want you to know this, praise God. A lot of times people say, well, they don't even call me. They don't do that, praise God. They ain't do that, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But how many know, praise God? Yes, Holy, they ain't even show up yet. But it's not time yet, praise God. No, God does not share his glory. Somebody say, God don't share his glory. The people who are to help you are not helping you, because God has not given them permission, and it's not yet time for you to be announced. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Let me say it again, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I got a lot of people. And the people who were to help you.
Get this shit out of here.
Okay, amen, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We bless and praise God. I'm going to go, praise God. Hallelujah. I want you all to pray, because I have to get a new place to do God's ministry. Amen. God bless you all. I'm praying for you. Reach me 302-883-9799.
Get that shit out of here. I told you before.